back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a beautiful, beautiful spring week here. Preakness, I put the Crab Cake Tour away this week. We're going to be doing it next Tuesday, courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery and Window Nation. We'll be doing it up at Falston at the local. That's next Tuesday, the 23rd, because I got full focus this week. I got focus on the Orioles. I got focus on John Waite. I got a horse race going on this weekend. The Ravens somehow have magically moved below the fold, so much so that this guy's been out fishing, selling cars, and making time, strangely enough, for Oriole baseball on a Mother's Day. Dennis Galatzos joins us now. You are not allowed to ever go back to Camden Yards. They didn't even score a run when you went to the game. They barely hit the ball, but it's good to have you on. How are you?
Fantastic. And it was such a boring game for the home fans that I guess it was around the fourth inning the wave made an appearance.
Because you
got to
cheer
stadium.
At some point. You got to cheer.
Yeah,
right?
And it went around, I'm telling you, maybe double digits, maybe 10, 12 times. It just wouldn't quit because we had to do something to keep ourselves entertained.
Well, it didn't help. Listen.
No, Mitch Keller will lights out 13 strikeouts in 7 innings. I mean,
you could have sat out in that get soaked area and not even gotten wet, right?
Nobody got wet in the bird bath area either. But I tell you what, he quieted the birds' bats, and it was not a good game for the home fans to attend. But it was a beautiful day, nevertheless.
Listen, the only one that's been, you know, harder on Peter Angelos than you is me. Oh, you know, over the course of this time. You're back at the ballpark. You paid. I saw you had a nice seat off the first base side, the little box seat back up high in the sun. My wife's been in Asheville all weekend with her mother and Mother's Day. I hope her mother gets well soon. Her mother had an ear infection, so it wasn't the greatest Mother's Day for them. But I woke up in the morning, and I just literally have squirrels that come to my door, and I just said, what a beautiful, beautiful day. It made me think of my mother. I put pictures up of both my mothers. And I would just say to be at the ballpark, and you haven't been in a little bit, give me your day. Because we're going to talk about other things on Thursday and the race and whatnot on your show when you're here 3 to 5, getting ready for the weekend. But I want to have your Oriole experience and what led you. And you didn't get a good game. I mean,
no.
You didn't get Mullins hitting for the cycle, and it is what it is, but it seemed like a beautiful day to be at the ballpark.
Well, it was a beautiful day, and we have a parking pass close to the stadium, so it's about a 2-block walk. Beautiful walk, as you mentioned, beautiful day. Got in there early, got our fanny packs. The first 15,000 fans got a fanny pack giveaway, so I got the 1986 rock fanny pack to put around my waist. So that was a lot of fun.
It'll help you in your fishing endeavors. You'll keep something in there, right?
I need a bigger fanny pack. But anyway, it's another story for another day. But it was a lot of fun. Walked around. The food was okay. And watched all the pregame festivities. Watched the groundskeepers take care of the field and watched the fans piling in. It was a good crowd. It was fairly packed. And it was a good event for us. And we get a chance to do it again as Shohei Ohtani takes the mound Monday night.
You going back to the ballpark?
Going back to back.
You going
back
you're
to
going
back?
To
I haven't been to back to back. I can't tell. I was probably a kid.
It's probably game one and two of the playoffs.
Oh my God! Yes. So we went opening day. We went on Mother's Day, and now we'll get to see Grayson Rodriguez face Shohei Ohtani rather. And if we didn't see Run Sunday, I'm not too hopeful about Monday's evening, but he's
well,
a phenom.
I know we'll be talking about on Thursday. We'll be talking about your night
with
the greatest living baseball player, maybe the greatest baseball player to ever live. I don't know.
That's what Robbie Davis says.
Ever seen, man.
Yeah, he's a phenom, and I was trying to time it, and you know how it is with these lineups. Sometimes a pitcher is going to be there, and sometimes he's not. So
I
all
can't miss John Waite. I love John Waite.
I hear you.
I like, and I want to go, but
I know I can't miss Ohtani because of you. I can't miss Ohtani because of Nestor Aparicio.
Oh, jeez.
It's all your fault. I'm spending all this money at the park.
Listen, you see John Angelos down there and you see the Casores family, you tell them that I sent you back. You tell them that I've been a part of fostering. Listen, I love greatness, right? And one thing you and I don't talk much about, I go to a lot of concerts. And you don't ever ask me for concert reviews, and I usually don't give them other than I put a picture up or whatever. I walked in and saw one of the greatest performances I've ever seen on Wednesday. I went to see Seal. It was so good. I got back in my car and drove to Philadelphia the next night to see it again.
Really? Are you
And it was
serious?
better the second night. It was
Really?
like,
What? How was it better? Tell me the
I'll
differences.
just show you the videos.
Was the
He's
venue
six.
better? Was he better? Was the show better? What made it better? The Philadelphia cheesesteaks? I mean, what was it?
Both shows were inexpensive. I drove to North Philly to go to the Met, and I had never been there. And one of the reasons I went is it was inexpensive. My wife wasn't home. It was one ticket.
Yeah,
It
you
was
had
a
some time.
total. It was a Ferris Bueller. I can do it if I
You had some
want.
time. Yep.
And I just jumped in the car at 5:15, 5:30. I've been thinking about it all day because I'm like, I'm a little worn out. I spent the day on the wharf at the Anthem. I had a couple of beers. I ate. I shook my ass with Seal. It was amazing. I drove home. I watched the videos that I shot. I had no thought of going. And at 10 o'clock, I realized he was playing in Philadelphia that night. And then
Gotcha.
by 5 o'clock, I decided I'm going to go. And I went up. It was $50 to park. It was like in a really, the Met's in a really challenged area. I mean, it's
Got it.
between downtown, Center City and Temple on Broad Street. And when I pulled up, there was no way I was gonna. I mean, I'm from Baltimore, and I'm not parking my car just anywhere. And I needed to get
Right.
home, so I wound up paying more to park than I did for the ticket.
The ticket, that's
And I went in,
crazy.
and I expected to see a really grand place, and instead, it was kind of like a dumpy old place that looked kind of nicer inside, to be honest with you. And I went in, and he's just transcendent. I mean, I don't. I
Okay.
that's the only word I can use. It was
Fantastic word.
it it was like. It was like going to church. I don't know what else to say.
Wow.
Love music, great band. Two band members from Yes, Jeff Downes and Trevor
Okay.
Horn, who did 90120, 90125 back in the day. Owner of a Lonely Heart, The Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star. So, like, I love greatness. And I guess for you, Shohei Ohtani, you would say the same thing if American Pharoah was running this week at the Preakness, right? Like,
Right.
we all loved it. We go to Broadway shows. We like to see great things.
Sure.
What the Orioles are doing right now, and they're in the midst of, in rebuilding a brand that has been tragically wrecked in my lifetime here, and trying to get you back to the ballpark. Raskin's going to be there Monday night. I want to be there. I would wave a $20 bill and pay Mr. Angelos to see Shohei Ohtani pitch. I have another thing going on. My wife's flying in. But like you're reaching for your wallet and you're reaching for
Yes.
your time. And you
Yes.
fished all day recently because I saw the big fish you caught over the weekend you could talk about. But this is cutting into your other things that you're saying. How important are the Orioles? They're getting into your DNA, and that's what they need to do in May, not just for guys who can afford to go, but for your kids and grandkids too, that they can wave a flag for the community. God, Dennis, they have such a great opportunity
They do.
here to fix the Peter principles, really.
Yeah, they really do, Nestor. And as you mentioned, I'm digging in my wallet now. I'm making time. I'm going to the stadium. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to more games. I want to see who else has come to town that I can possibly see. But the last time you and I talked, you talked about football crowds at baseball games. Well, Sunday, it was not a football crowd. It was a baseball crowd. It wasn't that loud, although we didn't have much to cheer about. But I'm a football fan. I would like to see more football fans, more Ravens fans at the Orioles games. I think we would make a difference. We'd be very loud and proud and help the team and give them a home field advantage, which I guess they've lacked for many years now, right? They haven't sold out the
They
stadium.
said when we have a winning product, it's like if
Yeah.
you were waiting at Coons Ford, and you're waiting for cars for, like during the, like when
Yeah.
we have inventory, we're going to blank again. When we have wins, when we have Adley Rutschman, when Shohei Ohtani is in town pitching
Right.
on a Monday night when it's 78 degrees and perfect, we're going to need asses here because we're going to walk
In the
up people.
seats.
We're going to walk
Yes.
up people, and we're going to walk up people that need beer, food, tickets. Like, I don't know that the Orioles are prepared for that. I really don't know. Like, you have to
Yeah.
tell me when 36,000 people show up on a Saturday, it's hard to ramp up and have hot dogs. It really is. And I saw them struggle with this back in the Buck era, where I stood outside one night and I couldn't get in on a Friday night because they couldn't get me in, literally. I mean, growth is.
Yeah.
From a business standpoint, they have opportunity now. I was at Janet Jackson Saturday, sold out, Dennis. Sunday night, you were down there on Mother's Day for the baseball game. The Anita Baker concert and I mean this, was the toughest concert ticket in the history of Baltimore concert tickets.
Really?
You could not get one. It was Mother's Day. It was a $400 get-in at 4 o'clock. There were no tickets for Anita Baker on Sunday. The city's happening again. The city has opportunity, but the baseball team is just, we paid a couple $100 million, your parents and my parents, like, to have the stadium. He doesn't even have a lease. And we're forgiving all of this and giving them our money and going down there. Now it's, can we get the DNA going again? Can this be a bit, can this be a thing again?
Oh, I think he can. I looked at the record since Adley Rutschman came to the Orioles, 93-70, the last 163 games, which were completed yesterday. That was his 163rd game with the club. Of course, he came into pitch hit in the last inning. But 93 wins, 70. I think this is who they are now. I think this is a good team, not a great team. They have some holes. The starting pitching has got to hold up. I like Gibson, but you know, he struggled. They got to him early. But if that starting pitching, if they can get some wins out of those guys and get
well,
into
they
the
had
sixth
a
or
week
seventh
of six
inning,
innings and great starts.
They
I
did.
mean, they really
Well,
did.
You know what? Also, not, you know, I understand that you got to rest these guys, and I thought resting Rutschman and Mateo did affect the intensity and the offensive firepower of the club, if I may say so, as a casual baseball fan,
okay, so
rather than
as a
becoming
casual
a
guy, you
fan.
go down on Mother's Day and you go down for Ohtani. You're watching the games a little bit on TV when you're not fishing.
I am.
And I am too, right? I mean, I was Saturday night, I was at CFG Bank Arena at Janet Jackson. And I was a guest of CFG Bank and Bill Wiedel, who did the show Friday over at State Fair. And you can hear that this week about how the bank got involved, because Bill didn't even want to do the deal. Bill didn't have any affinity to think he was put his name on an arena. None of that. It's a great, great story. But I went to the show the other night, and everybody's watching the game. And I saw people's phones go off when there was a final and Batista was pitching. It was a tight game. The Cedric Mullins show was extraordinary
amazing
over the weekend,
it was
right?
amazing.
And I was at the Seal concert Wednesday night in D.C., and I was in a bar at 6:30, and I said, put the game on. They put the Nationals on. So I was clearly in the wrong bar down on the wharf in D.C. But I'm monitoring. You know what I mean? Like, it's become important to me again. You know why? Because I think it's going to become important to the city again. And I've been waiting 30 years for this. So I'm not going to be the one urinating. But they got to get a lease. And they got to make it good. And they got to make it good that when you go down there on Sunday, you really want to go back on Monday. Not you're like, well, I bought a ticket and I got to go do that again.
Now, we're going to go see Darius Rucker at the Anthem. We've never been to the Anthem. Good venue, good place.
It is as fine a music facility as there is in the world. I mean,
really?
Just
okay.
As a place to go and watch a show.
We've never been. This will be our first time.
Get there early.
Okay.
And get there early and park yourself and then walk up and down the promenade. There's a Pendry there. It's very high end. It's very beautiful. I had a little time, right? I dropped my wife off at the airport and I went down to see Seal. And I just thought I was going to like a pretty good show. I love Seal. I thought it would be good. And it was better than that. But the whole experience of walking through there, I got there about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I park at the Safeway up the hill and I walk because I'm a little bit of a cheapskate and it's $20 cheaper to park. And I'm not afraid of DC. And I like walking. It was a beautiful day. It's a 6 block walk. It's nothing. So I walked down the hill and around to where the promenade is. I walked all the way to the end of the wharf. And, you know, Dennis, I'm in downtown D.C., an area that was very challenged at a period of time, right? And they've spent billions, not millions, billions, to make this
bring
area
it back.
Happen, right? And there's a Shake Shack, and there's, you know, Spanish restaurants, Mexican restaurants, Korean food, lobster rolls,
Gordon
Anything
Ramsay.
You want. Gordon Ramsay's got a beautiful, I almost went in there and spent $100 and got the Chateaubriand. Like, I almost went nuts because it was appealing to me and I was hungry. But I walked down to the end of the wharf past the Anthem. My eyes couldn't believe it. I'm on the water and I don't know why I'm shocked. There was an entire market that would have made Lexington Market proud. Crabs, Maryland crabs, as far as your eye could see, shrimp, fish, and open air. Absolute as you would know it, 1975 Lexington Market seafood market
Very
out
nice.
On the water where the boats are bringing the crabs up. And I'm thinking, Don't tell anybody you can get real Maryland crabs in DC. People might actually go and do it, you know? But not that it's any novelty for us, but if you're a tourist in DC, it's legit and it's right there and it's 5 feet away, and they were inexpensive. They were cheaper than they are here. Like
Wow.
it was amazing. But I wound up just having a little lamb soup and some French fries and a couple of beers and walked
Okay.
around, looked at girls, looked at kids, looked at dogs, looked at the water, looked at boats. But it's beautiful. So please do that. But
Yeah, we'll do that.
it would lure you back. What I just told you about going there, now Baltimore needs that story, right? For Lexington Market, which I'm doing
Yeah,
the
the heart,
crab
yeah,
races on
Inner
Wednesday.
Harbor and all these places that need to be viewed as safe and be safe, right? Where people can take their families down there and not worry about crime.
But you're going twice this week, so you're part of it. You're part of the good. You're, and
Right
I
there.
want to really, because I built Baltimore Positive 5 years ago at the darkest times, where people, and then a plague happened, and people like you stayed on, sponsored me, sold cars, talked sports, waited for Lamar, waited to take masks off, all of that. I feel like there's a real renaissance happening in Baltimore right now, and people are going back, and we have to keep it safe. I saw the mayor the other night. So I'm at Janet Jackson and I see the mayor, and I wanted to say, "Hey, do you want to get a crab cake together soon?" He held up his drink and held it up and gave me some love. We were 10 feet apart. I think he thought I was offering him a drink, like a food from the beverage stand. So I got to text him now. I want to have a crab cake with the mayor, but I'm feel and he's had a lot of issues and problems and changes in his department and
He
all that.
has.
But
He has.
people coming back to the city, the
It
CFG
helps.
Bank Arena, the stadium,
They're spending money, right? That's good for the economy down there.
yeah, and that's really what this is all about. And when special things happen for the baseball team, it's the biggest anchor I can think of to at least give you a chance that you will do what I did on Saturday night, which is go to Mount Vernon Marketplace and have a beer at the local oyster, or pick up some Chinese from Young's Carry Out on that I love on down on Guilford. It's my favorite place. So I walked the city on Saturday night to get to Janet Jackson. And it's got some challenges, but I didn't feel threatened in any way. And I saw other people walking around. I want this summer to be the Renaissance summer, and I think it really only can be because of the Orioles. And I want to say that as a challenge to John Angelos and to everyone down there, TJ Brightman, that this is your chance to sell cars,
No.
to sell baseball. Please. Please make it good. Make the experience good for people. This squirt thing. Tell me about the squirt thing. Where are you on that?
Oh, I love it. The bird bath. Are you kidding me? This is just a very fun team, and I'm glad the organization is paying attention to it. Who wouldn't want to get squirted out there, you know, in right field? And you watch the guys with the sprinkler and the Homer hose. This is a fun group of guys. How can you not like them?
So hold on a second. If I can get us tickets in the Squirt area Thursday, you willing to go out? What's the weather on Thursday? Because I listen, it's got to be for me to get wet like that. It's got to be daylight,
I
and it can't be the Oriole bird doing it this time. I just want to point that out, that really did happen. So my memory's long for things like that. But let's see, weather on Thursday for the afternoon game looks to be 66. I don't want to get wet on 66. Listen,
No.
we'll do the Squirt. You just said who wouldn't want to. I got you. I
Oh,
got you on tape.
listen, I'll put my goggles on and my swim fins and my little arm thing floaties. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to dress the part and be the part in the bird bath area of at the stadium for sure.
All right, I'm going to buy the tickets. I don't give Mr. Angelos money or any of them money,
Don't
but I am
buy them
willing.
Thursday though, because I've got a thing with my mother Thursday,
I got
so
to find a game. No, I'm not doing 66 degrees and getting wet down.
no,
I mean,
no.
that's not going to be me.
86. How about 96 or 86 degrees? That sounds better
Listen,
to
I
me.
got the Orioles schedule out in front of me, and I'm going to work on this. And when you and I reconvene on Thursday, and the Orioles have swept the Angels, and you've
I hope
enjoyed
so.
All of this, and I've enjoyed John Waite. We got a Preakness race, and Bruno Mars is in town, and all that good stuff. When you and I reconvene, I'm going to have a strategy that we can do the bird bath thing.
Guess what? I have better tickets now for the Ohtani and Rodriguez show than I had for Sunday's game. I have better tickets. We're behind home plate, so can't wait to watch these guys get after each other. They both, I expect a lot of strikeouts from both teams. Just hope we get more than they do.
I don't want anybody giving me a hard time about the Ohtani thing, because I am supporting the Preakness and the Preakness draw and Baltimore Blonde beer.
You got to do your thing. You're a busy guy.
Well, this is a great week. I'm doing the crab races at Lexington Market on Wednesday. They
That's
brought the crab
fantastic.
races back that Governor Schaefer, made famous back in the 80s. So we're gonna have some celebs, gonna have some fun, some social media. The Janet Jackson thing was amazing. I'm gonna go see Bryan Adams in a couple weeks
She put on
now.
a good show.
Between you and me.
You said Seal was great, but you didn't say Janet was great, though. I picked up on that.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not sure when she was singing and when she wasn't. I mean,
I
she was definitely
gotcha.
singing some of the time, but I,
You
you
were
will get,
entertained.
I bring no shade. My hips are
Were
still hurting from dancing to Janet
there you
Jackson.
go. Were you entertained? That's the whole thing. Or if you were
When I
entertained,
think
then it
of
was,
you.
yeah, it was
Yeah,
worth
come
it
on,
then.
man. All the old stuff when
Janet's
she
got to
got
be.
control and she got the pleasure principle going on. And how about Nasty? Nasty Boys. Don't mean a
Is
thing.
Janet
Come
our
on.
age? Is she up there yet with us?
Janet is, well, she was Penny on Good Times.
She's 56. She's 56. Of
She's
course she
older
was
than me.
Penny.
I was going to say Janet's probably born in
She
'66.
was Penny on Good Times, right? Like one of my favorite shows growing up.
I took my buddy, Kenny, who is my phone wizard from Verizon, and when I had an extra ticket, Bill Weedell threw me a note. I threw it out on the internet, and Kenny answers the call, and he came down, and it was so much fun taking someone, because during the show he kept, referring to her as "That's my Penny, that's my Penny."
That's my
That's what he
Penny.
kept saying.
She has a birthday tomorrow. She turns 57. She split the difference between you and I in terms of age. She turns 57 tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell
How
you
about
what,
that?
man. She brought the heat on Saturday night.
Still moving around.
I loved seeing Janet Jackson. I had a great
Amazing.
time. I'm a little
57.
disappointed she didn't play more of Black Cat. She only had one verse of Black Cat sort of mixed into that Rhythm Nation
Gotcha.
ensemble that she did. But
Black Cat was a
we
great song.
danced, we drank,
Okay.
ate,
Okay.
we rested, and then we're gonna come
Check,
back
check,
and do it
check.
all over again, just like you're gonna do after. Not scoring any run. Dude, if Ohtani shuts out the Orioles, I'm taking somebody else to the bird bath because I can't afford to be shut out in
I
the
don't
outfield.
believe in jinxes. I'm not, that's not
Listen,
me.
I'm not going with you to the bird bath and not getting wet. I'm not going out there and sitting out there and they don't hit any doubles, triples, or home runs.
We're gonna win 2-0.
We got
You
to
can
pick a
book
day
it.
when they get bad pitching too. So we got to do the other
Two
team.
nothing, 2-0 birds. Put that in the books. It's there.
All
We're
right.
going to be, it's going to be rocking at the stadium. I hope it's rocking. I want to see a football crowd at the stadium tonight. I do.
I've talked about that many, many times. When the Who's Your Daddy from the Pedro Martinez game 20 years ago, when that sort of angst shows up, and it's coming right now
Okay.
because
Okay.
rivalries are going to be built in this division and meaningful games to beat the Yankees and the Red Sox to be
Okay.
the aggressor, as Zod once said in Superman 2. We want them to kneel before Adley Rutschman is what we
Look,
want them to
it's
do.
hard to build rivalries when you're losing 100 games a year. You're
It is.
nobody's rival. You're everybody's homecoming game, which
And
you
it's
are.
even harder to get Dennis Colatzos to come to two games back to back on a Sunday and a Monday on a
Can you
beautiful
believe
spring.
that? Can you believe that?
I've
What,
reported it three times in this segment, and I
under
still need
my
to
own
see
free
pictures
will,
tonight.
I'm not being forced. I'm not, none of that stuff, so.
All right, look, if somebody hands you a freebie tonight, throw it in your pocket because I'll come down fifth inning after John Wade, all
All
right?
right, man, let me know.
All right, Dennis and I will be here together on Thursday from 3 until 5. He does the Sunday Sports Voice. It's a Thursday afternoon challenge. It's Preakness weekend. There's post position draw. Bruno Mars is in town. John Waite's in town. Shohei Ohtani's in town. Mike Trout's in town. Janet Jackson and Anita Baker just left town. And we're here for good. It's BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.